This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hawaiian Punch. This is your IGN review of Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth by Tristan Ogilvy. As a longtime fan of the series, 2020's Yakuza Like a Dragon came as a bit of a shock to my system. Fun as it was, the sudden switch to stop-start turn-based JRPG attacks was a lot to get my head around after more than a decade of enjoying the series' signature combo-based beat-em-up action. A bit like spending over 10 years getting really good at thumb wrestling and then being asked to play chess. Thankfully, its follow-up, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, substantially retools the combat system. It's still turn-based, but the tactical decision-making introduced by its predecessor is enhanced with more flexible movement and proximity-based attacks that better reflect the rough-and-tumble tactility of the traditional Yakuza street fights. As a result, Infinite Wealth's brawling feels more like the best of both worlds, and its stunning new Hawaiian setting provides the perfect playground in which to unleash its superior style of smackdown. Marking the first time that a Like a Dragon story has shifted beyond the shores of Japan, Infinite Wealth's Hawaii doesn't just feel like an invigorating new setting for the series, but for games in general. Typically, the only games set in the exotic U.S. island state involve operating battleships in World War II or steering sports cars around its coastline highways, so it's nice to play a game that allows you to slip on a pair of flip-flops and explore this fictionalized slice of paradise on foot or on a zippy motorized Segway if you really want to look like a tourist. I'm sadly not nearly as familiar with the real Honolulu as I'd like to be, but perhaps because of that, I loved roaming around Infinite Wealth's surprisingly spacious setting, from its sandy shorelines to shiny shopping malls, grabbing local delicacies like shaved ice to replenish my health, and throwing a friendly aloha to everyone I passed with a tap of a button. Along the way, it becomes clear that while you can take a Like a Dragon game out of Japan, you can't take the heaving hordes of weirdo enemy types out of a Like a Dragon game. Despite the fact that the bulk of Infinite Wealth takes place on U.S. soil, I once again found myself indulging in regular battles against hundreds of hilariously off-kilter assailants, with pun-based names like Hungry Hungry Homeless and Impatient, as though I was locked in an ongoing war with a gang of grown-up garbage pail kids. However, this time around, each freaky face-off feels far more lively and intuitive than the comparatively stilted scraps you get into during Yakuza Like a Dragon, thanks to the added freedom to reposition each of your four team members within a set movement arc at the start of each turn. And it wouldn't be a Like a Dragon game adventure if there wasn't an enormous amount of supplemental content to enjoy, and in that regard, Infinite Wealth doesn't disappoint. Yakuza Like a Dragon's Sujimon system, which basically allowed you to catch and catalog particular men in place of pocket monsters, returns in Infinite Wealth. Only now, it's been greatly expanded to include countless limited-time-only raids, training, and stadium battles. Super Crazy Delivery is an addictive arcade time attack minigame that's effectively what would happen if a driver from Crazy Taxi hopped onto a DoorDash bike. And Sicko Mode tasks you with photographing a series of speedo-clad muscle men who are hiding in bushes and startling the local dogs. But that's not as easy as it sounds because you do it as you're riding around a trolley circuit that hopefully doesn't go within 1,000 feet of any local schools. Each of these are fun and extremely slick. In fact, almost everything in Infinite Wealth seems worthwhile in more ways than one, and there's a dizzying amount of enjoyable things to do. It seems like Ryoga Gotoku Studio has put everything but the kitchen sink into Infinite Wealth, but for all I know, there might be a giant sink boss possibly named Drain Johnson lurking in one of its dungeons, flanked by his offsiders Captain America and Farrah Fawcett. I certainly wouldn't be surprised, especially since at one point I very much did come up against one unlikely boss in the form of an anthropomorphic cigarette. Defeating it was certainly a new way to kick some butt. Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth's overhauled combat system injects some welcome flexibility and flash into every turn. Its difficulty curve has been pruned of nasty spikes to remove the need for the repetitive grinding we endured in the last turn-based game, and its spectacular Hawaiian setting is crammed with enough enjoyable activities to overload even the most ambitious of holiday itineraries. A compelling, country-hopping crime story kept me on the hook like a freshly lured barracuda for the 50 hours it took to complete, and the vibrant new job classes and unique combat arenas ensured that the fighting continued to feel fresh. Sprawling, enthralling, and packed with dynamic brawling, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth isn't just the best turn-based Like a Dragon game, it's one of the greatest games in the entire series. Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.